Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith.
And I'm Richard Bacon. And here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes.
Coming up, a Southwest flight makes an emergency landing after another mishap. Why complaining about your job could be good for you. And after losing his sight at the age of 5, this man sees his mom for the first time in over 3 decades.
Mom, I can see you clear, Mom.
But first, one of the sunniest tourist destinations in America could ban sunscreen. This week, the state legislature of Hawaii passed a bill banning the sale of two chemicals found in many sunscreens, oxybenzone and octinoxate. The bill will move to the desk of Hawaii's governor. Once it's signed, the bill will take effect in 2021, making Hawaii the first state to ban sunscreen. The legislation is an effort to protect the state's coral reefs. The two ingredients damage or even kill coral by absorbing its nutrients. It also affects marine life that depend on the reefs, such as sea urchins. One study found that about 14,000 tons of sunscreen pollute the world's coral reefs every year. Beaches popular with tourists have, of course, the highest concentration. Some properties like the Ka'anapali Beach Hotel have already banned the products from their beaches. The Sheraton Maui Resort offers free sunscreen that is safe for reefs. The ban is supposed to give sunscreen makers time to reformulate their products. All right, let's go to the New York Stock Exchange for our Fox Business Minute with your friend and mine, Nicole Pelides. Nicole, there is good news for users of MoviePass.
That's right, Richard. MoviePass is bringing back its unlimited plan. And this time, the company's CEO says it is absolutely committed to keeping it around. This means that subscribers can continue seeing a new movie every day for just $10 a month. Budweiser is out with a new beer that is truly patriotic. The Freedom Reserve Red Lager was inspired by a recipe handwritten by George Washington. Yes, our country's first president. A portion of the proceeds will go to a nonprofit that gives educational scholarships to military families. Shopping for your pet is about to get a whole lot easier on Amazon. That's because the company is launching its own pet brand called Wag.
And Nicole, just how much do Americans spend on their pets?
A lot. Owners are expected to spend over $70 billion on pet care and supplies this year, with about $30 billion on food alone. Big picture here, the move really highlights Amazon's push of its private labels that so far includes batteries, clothes, and household goods.
Great stuff. Nicole on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange. Thank you.
A Southwest Airlines flight had to make an unplanned landing after one of the windows cracked. No injuries were reported, but passengers were quickly reminded of the tragic Southwest flight just last month when a woman was killed after engine shrapnel blew through her window. And Bill Cosby's wife is speaking out to defend him following his guilty verdict. Camille Cosby called the prosecutor's office corrupt and asked for a criminal investigation of that district attorney and his cohorts. She also lashed out at the accusers and the media, saying this is mob justice, not real justice. Now, these dads in Iowa put on a cheerleading routine to wish their daughters good luck at a national competition. But one dad couldn't be there because he's deployed, so he sent a special message.
Hey, Michaela, I'm sorry I can't be there with you, but I can't wait to get home and see you.
Her dad had been rehearsing with his unit in the Middle East, and that was way too cute. And now on to another heartwarming story. When William Weeks was just 5 years old, a rare disease took most of his vision. He can still make out blurry shapes and colors, but he can't decipher details like smiles, eyes, and facial expressions. William has always longed to see his loved ones clearly again, to see his mom and older sister for the first time in decades, and his wife and two sons for the first time ever. Well, for the past year, William's been trying to raise $10,000 to buy a pair of high-tech glasses called eSight. They use a high-definition camera and built-in monitors, which would clearly show William his surroundings. The company heard about William's story and decided to surprise him with a pair of his own. They captured the very moment when William put on the glasses and saw his mother for the first time in 33 years.
Mom, I can see you clear, Mom.
Oh, my God.
Mom, I see you perfectly well.
Look at that.
Such a simple moment most people take for granted is now a cherished memory William will never forget. Generation Z is entering the workforce, but many of them don't feel ready for it. Those born after 1996 account for 61 million people in the U.S. Many are getting their first job. According to a survey by GoDaddy, one in four of them feel unprepared for the job market. 30% worry there are no jobs at all. But Generation Z is also more picky. One HR manager says it seems to be that this generation is first and foremost looking for the best cultural fit for them. According to survey results, that means a fun environment, flexible schedule, and paid time off. The age group has never known a world without the internet. Managers say that means they could struggle with non-technology skills, like dealing with people in person. In a separate survey, more than 25% of managers think it will be challenging to train and communicate with Gen Z. And professional women's sports leagues launched a collective new initiative called She Is this week. The idea is to help each other increase attendance, interest, and viewership while boosting resources. Eight leagues, including the WNBA, Canadian Women's Hockey, National Pro Fast Pitch, and the U.S. Tennis Association, have agreed to band together. The initiative was started by Brenda Andrus, who said, "This collective sports voice has never been heard. I wanted to create some type of program or challenge to bring women together that was born out of positivity." Women's sports have struggled for years, with pro tennis being one of the only sports with some equality, with all four Grand Slam events paying both genders the same amount. She Is soon hopes to include sports like gymnastics, cycling, swimming, and running.
A staple of nearly all hotel rooms for decades could be going away. Miniature bottles of shampoo, conditioner, and body wash found in hotel bathrooms are being used by fewer chains, this according to the Wall Street Journal. The bottles are being replaced with bulk dispensers mounted to the shower wall. Both Marriott and Intercontinental Hotel Group will make the change at several brands this year. The companies say the larger bottles are better for the environment. Every year, billions of half-empty bottles are thrown away. The chains also studied customers and found they like having no small print to read, no small cap to get lost, and no need for large families to call the front desk for more bottles. But some travelers call the wall-mounted bottles cheap. The companies say the big bottles will only save them about $2,000 a year per location. A few chains like Wyndham are keeping bottles because of their popularity with guests. Nat Geo Wild took a closer look at how the changing environment is forcing polar bears to adapt for survival. Here's a preview in this week's Nat Geo Minute.
In the last few decades, the Arctic sea ice has moved farther and farther north during the summer. The bears left behind here can't catch seals in the open water and have very few food options until the ice returns in the winter.
Watch Alaska's Grizzly Bear Gauntlet on Nat Geo Wild Friday at 9, 8 Central. For the first time, President Trump has acknowledged being involved in a payment to Stormy Daniels. Trump tweeted that his lawyer, Michael Cohen, was reimbursed through a monthly retainer and no campaign funds were used. He said the money was to stop Daniels' false and extortionist accusations about an affair. The president said on Air Force One previously he had no knowledge of this payment to his lawyer, Michael Cohen. That has now changed. Some would call it a lie, but one way or another, things have shifted.
And when you lie, it just, things get so messy. And I think the situation has become, I mean, we've covered it here on Top 30 every step of the way, and it has gotten so messy.
And one other very important detail is Rudy Giuliani, the former mayor of New York, is now working as part of the president's legal team.
Right.
Suggested that the payment was intended to protect Mr. Trump's campaign, saying, imagine if that came out, the Stormy Daniels story.
Yeah.
On October the 15th, 2016, in the middle of the last debate with Hillary Clinton. And the reason that's significant is if that money were used to protect his candidacy, that could well be a breach of campaign finance law. Then it gets very serious.
What I don't understand is why Giuliani, he's been his lawyer for, what, 5 minutes? Would go on national television and even talk about this issue at this stage in the game. I mean, I wouldn't touch that with a 10-foot pole,
really. No way. I know.
It's unbelievable.
Let's see what happens.
All right, well, let's talk about something much lighter. Your coworkers might not like hearing you complain, but science says you could be doing them a favor. There's a new study from the University of Melbourne, and it found that whining about work not only helps colleagues get through their problems, but it also helps them bond. Do you think there's any truth to this?
Depends on the colleague, because the study from Melbourne also says that if you're going to whine about a colleague rather than with colleagues, about a colleague, make sure that colleague is not in the room. It's almost like a license.
Stay away from people altogether. This makes sense, though, because humor, you've got to keep it fun and funny, though. Humor really does bring levity to any serious situation, really.
And also, it is true when you think about it that when you moan about work, you moan about a boss at work, or you moan about the quality of the work, or whatever, even the food at work, you are bonding when you do it.
Oh my gosh, I know. When we complain about you, when you're not there, I feel so much closer with the team.
I can say with confidence that's never happened. You've never moaned about me on this show.
Never.
Even though occasionally I walk in the room and it goes mysteriously quiet.
In today's Hometown Stories from Fox 10 Phoenix, one fire department in Goodyear, Arizona is stepping out of the firehouse and into the classroom. They're helping local high school students realize the practical application of things they learn in math class. Lots of students have wondered, when will I use what I learn in school in real life? But Chief Paul Luisi says firefighters need to use math on the job all the time.
That's what our engineers that drive the fire trucks do. There's a lot of math calculations.
In our second story from Fox 11 Los Angeles, the second annual Lollipop Superhero Walk raised money for the Lollipop Theater Network. The organization brings movies that are only available in theaters to pediatric patients in children's hospitals. Dozens of people dressed up as superheroes for the event, but the real heroes present were the 7 kids who attended from local hospitals. They got to wear custom-designed superhero costumes created by top members of the Costume Designers Guild. In our final story from Fox 29 Philadelphia, Maria Colon has always loved to sing ever since she was a little girl. But sadly, Maria was diagnosed with cancer as a teenager, and the radiation treatments took away her voice for a time. But Maria fought cancer and won, eventually regaining the singing voice she had missed so much. Well, that's where Make-A-Wish Foundation stepped in. To celebrate Maria's recovery, they helped her write and record her first single. She even had a release party. And who knows, you might see Maria out on tour someday. A new study found consumer products like cosmetics, soaps, paints, and pesticides now are coming close to car emissions as the top source of air pollution.
Shocking.
Yeah, so this study, it really is shocking, because when you're using these products, you don't think about car emissions, pollution, you just kind of put your makeup on.
Soap isn't making us clean, it's making us dirty.
Right.
How can that be? I mean, it's basically the oils from the soap are somehow, I don't quite know how, but somehow the oils in the soaps get into the air and get into the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. And the oils in petrol are more carefully regulated, and the system by which they're burnt is now cleaner. People have paid very little attention to things like soaps.
And maybe with this study, they will pay more attention. Yeah. 95% of raw oils are burned in car engines, and then the rest is refined into chemicals, and those chemicals are used in these household products. Soap.
I know. There is something about soap that never feels that natural. I've never quite been able to put my finger on what it is.
Well, it depends on what soap you're using.
It does. And presumably, there are many soaps that aren't actually oil-based.
Yeah.
It's the classic bar of soap we're talking about.
This is a case to get natural products.
Yeah,
to really pay attention to the ingredients.
Yeah, it definitely is. An owner of a 7-Eleven in California is now playing opera music in his store to keep loiterers and panhandlers out. He says they don't gather because they can't communicate with each other over the loud music. Opera music would certainly keep me out of a shop. That would be very, very effective.
Well, I was just thinking, what if the opposite happened and they are loving it and they're all chilling, you know?
Well, he's being a bit of a snob, isn't he? He's saying, if you like opera music, then you're probably not a panhandler or a loiter or a teenager or, you know, I guess that's what he's getting at.
Yeah.
There are lots of devices that have been used by shops to keep out either young people or homeless people, locking the bathrooms.
Right.
There's a mosquito sound that some shops have played that is horrible and can only be heard by people under 25. I think it sets a sort of bad tone in a way. It's just, I mean, sadly, if you're running a consumer-facing business, who comes in.
Yeah.
You know, it's up to them.
You're right.
You've opened your doors.
All right, well, let's talk about jaywalking now. It's a big problem in China, and now they're testing out a new method to get people to stop jaywalking. This method's very interesting, spraying them with water. So warning signs are posted at intersections in one city. A sensor determines if a person starts to cross illegally, and then the mist of water comes out.
So not spraying their whole body. I think it's spraying below their legs, I think.
It's just a mist. And then there's...
Might be quite nice on a hot day.
I know. Yeah. Again, the adverse effect.
But my kids love running through sprinklers. They'd be all over this.
Wasn't that the best when you were little?
That's great.
it also has facial recognition technology, so if you start to jaywalk, your picture is displayed on an LED screen.
And that reminds me of something they did in England, where on the motorways and the freeways, they would, in your car, if you were going too fast, their cameras would project your reg plate, your number plate, onto a massive screen.
Oh, wow.
But for me, it was like a badge of honor. You know, I'd be like, oh, that's me. That's me, everybody.
Kind of like the kiss cam at the basketball game.
Yeah, exactly what the jaywalking cam could be.
Yeah, no, I see that. Well, jaywalking in China is actually very, very dangerous. The roads are very congested, and so they're trying to... It's kind of a pilot program. They'll see if it works.
I jaywalk all the time.
We're on national TV.
Oh, yeah, shouldn't have said that. A nursing shortage in the US could get worse because colleges are turning away thousands of nursing students. Last year, the American Association of Colleges of Nursing says 56,000 qualified applicants were denied application to undergraduate programs. That number is typically 30,000. Schools are finding it harder to lure potential teachers away from the profession because they can't compete with current salaries. And schools are also not able to afford increasing class sizes. Experts warn this gap could be a growing problem because nurses are retiring at a rapid pace and there's a shortage of nurses to replace them. On top of that, the nation's population is aging and will continue to require more health professionals to keep up with the care needed. A house fire in Hamilton, Ontario, threatened to destroy a world-famous recording studio. Two homes were demolished during the four-alarm blaze, but the recording studio, which housed thousands of dollars worth of recording equipment, was spared. Grant Avenue Studio was established in 1976, and big names like U2, Johnny Cash, and Gordon Lightfoot have all recorded there.
We're doing salvage operations in there, trying to cover everything up that we can. Water.
The owner of the studio says it will take weeks to clean it up and get it back to where it once was, but everyone is just thankful that it's still standing.
Catcalling is something many women endure on a daily basis, but one student in Philadelphia is sick of it, and she's doing something about it. Mike Jarek from Fox 29 in Philadelphia joins us with more on this. Hi, Mike.
Yeah, Kristen, her name is Kara Corrigan, and she goes to a local college here in Philadelphia. So she got so sick of people yelling at her on the street, hey, baby, come here, that kind of stuff. She decided, what I'm going to do is I'm going to walk up to these guys and give them a phone number. Not her phone number, but a phone number. The guy gets all excited, but when he calls, this is what he hears.
Hello. You received this number because you made someone feel unsafe by catcalling them or harassing them.
Kara says the reason she started this now is because with its better weather in Philadelphia, you know, warmer temperatures, the cat calls have increased.
So, Mike, what does Kara hope to accomplish with this hotline?
Oh, she simply says she's doing this to create this type of conversation between you and me and now the rest of the country.
Yeah, and it's an important conversation to be had. Thanks, Mike.
It's quite an interesting idea because, you know, the guy is quite excited, the girl fancies him, calls the number, and then just crashes back down to earth with humiliation.
Yes.
You know, I think it's probably a message that'll stick.
It's nice.
Yeah.
And I hope so.
Yeah, it is.
And now over to Rob Shooter in New York City with this week's celebrity news. So, Rob, what's this for hearing about Miley Cyrus saying sorry, not sorry?
So a decade ago, Miley took these topless pictures. She was only 15 years old at the time. She apologized. Now she is saying that she is not sorry. She's making that very, very clear.
Well, I guess she's allowed to change her mind. Okay, so Rob, what's the Harry Potter news you have for us?
And this is a world exclusive. Nobody else has this but you. Harry Potter opened on Broadway. It is fantastic. J.K. Rowling, the author, was in New York for the opening and she insisted that everybody associated with the play get invited to the opening night party, not just fancy celebrities and cast members. She wanted the ushers, the bartenders, everybody from the theater got to go to the party.
I just love seeing celebrities do nice things like that. Thanks for the scoop, Rob.
And that is it for today's show. Here's what's coming up on the next Top 30. A new study shows how stress from work can have negative effects on your sleep, but there are ways to fight insomnia. Plus, you've heard about smart home devices, but these scientists have turned actual walls into giant touchscreens, and hundreds of abandoned dogs get a second chance at this open-air shelter. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story.
You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.